New York City's big yellow taxis are known around the world. They're icons of design. That design has changed over the years, and it's about to change again, as the world's Alex Galifant reports.
New York has been running something called the Taxi of Tomorrow Project. It's a competition to select a design that'll eventually replace the estimated 13,000 yellow cabs out on the streets. Deborah Martin is executive director of the Design Trust for Public Space, based here in New York. Speaking from the back of a yellow cab, she picks out her number one priority.
They need to be more environmentally sustainable. And that means both in terms of their emissions and in terms of their fuel use, but also in the materials that are made so that the interior is safe for drivers and it's safe for passengers as well. And when the vehicle goes out of use, it can be recycled.
Martin's number two priority for the new cabs is accessibility. Jean Nahum is all over that.
It is the smallest bus in the world.
Nahum is managing director of Karsan, a car manufacturer in Turkey. Karsan's design for a new yellow cab is thought to be one of the front runners.
So a wheelchair can enter with a platform that extends onto the sidewalk. It's got a high entry door so elderly people can enter easily. It's got a very elaborate, sophisticated communication system. It's got a complete glass roof so that the passenger traveling in can feel the city.
Now we're talking. One thing that won't change, whether it's Karsan or another company such as Nissan that gets the job, the color.
There isn't probably anybody in the world that is not aware of the yellow cab of New York. It's like jazz.
But John Nahum thinks the yellow cab of tomorrow has to be iconic in ways beyond its color.
It wouldn't be only identified with a color, but it would be identified with a shape.
Still, the message from plenty of people online is, we love our cabs the way they are. Don't change them. Design advocate Deborah Martin points out that the taxis have changed before, and even beloved models such as the old Checker cab had their drawbacks.
That was a very large vehicle, took up a lot of space on the streets, and it was a gas guzzler, and in some ways it wasn't very safe.
In other words, there's always room for new ideas, even if they come from outside the U.S.
We live in a global world, and I think the city of New York should access the best choice.
The winner is expected to be announced by the end of the year. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.